Today, the stalemate over North Carolina's budget enters its third week. Some progress has been made in the negotiations, but at a committee meeting yesterday, leaders of the House showed just how far they are from a deal with their Senate counterparts. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Both chambers have been tinkering with dollar amounts and allocations in their respective budgets. But House Senior Budget Chairman Nelson Dollar laid out the gap between the House and the Senate plans in real dollars.
You still have a difference at this point of $177 million between the two offers last week.
Throw in another $100 million or so for the different plans on teacher pay increases.
And then there are other differences on the range of around $55 million in some other areas that are still to be negotiated between the sides.
It's a grand total of $333 million, around 1.5% of the $21 billion budget both chambers are putting forward. But that 1.5% also represents major philosophical differences between the two Republican-controlled bodies, specifically in three areas. First, how big a raise teachers should get. Dollar said the House has upped their plan from a 5% increase to 6%. But
in terms of the Senate's pay plan, they have remained at 11% and have not moved.
The Senate would pay for that raise by cutting teaching assistant positions, which is the second major sticking point. The House not only wants to keep the teaching assistants, Representative Dollar says they now want more of them.
That includes putting on the table $19.8 million in expansion in teacher assistants.
The final sticking point, said Dollar, funding for the Department of Health and Human Services, which includes Medicaid.
The House has moved up to $120 million in reductions in health and human services and not impacting Medicaid eligibility. The Senate is at $255 million in cuts to health and human services.
Since last week, said Dollar, the Senate has actually increased the amount of money it would cut from the Health and Human Services budget. They would reduce or cut services to some 16,000 older, blind, and disabled North Carolinians in long-term care facilities, and more than 20,000 others who receive health care at home or in a community setting. And since the state pays only a portion of Medicaid costs, Representative Dollar said under the Senate's plan, North Carolina would actually see a cut of $633 million once federal grants are figured in. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.